And we are back for the second half. Looks like they're trying to get started a little early. Wrangell team still out on the court, or already out on the court with about 48 seconds left. Score is 29-19 in favor of the Wrangell Lady Wolves. And Haynes has drawn as close as two. Early on in the game, they tied it up. But right now, Wrangell ahead by 10. And so getting started here in the third quarter. And for Wrangell, we have Allen, Armstrong, Decker, Flores, and Jensen on the court. For Haynes, we have Swinton, Cowart, Zanow, Larson, and Gross on the court. And Wrangell's going to start with the ball. And Decker's going to put up for two. Right near the free throw line. That shot is good. Swinton with the ball now for Haynes. Takes it up to the top of the court, top of the key. Looks to drive in right. Can't get past Jensen, so goes left. Puts up a layup, and that shot is no good. And Allen with the ball for Wrangell. She's going to drive down, put up for two. Shot is no good. But they're going to get that in on the rebound. And Cowart with that ball. No good. Decker with the ball, trying to save it from going out of bounds. Tries to throw it back in, but she is pushed out of bounds. They're going to call that a foul on Gross. That's going to be her fourth foul of the game. And immediately, Coach Frittenham goes ahead and takes her out. And is going to put in Brittany Bradford. With 7:06 left in the third quarter, definitely the one anyway, fouling out at this point just yet. Jensen with the ball up at the top of the key, going to drive it right, send it back to the top. Looks to go left, can't get in, so she's going to put up for a three. The shot bounces off the front rim, no good. So we Swinton with the rebound. Swinton comes down, puts up a left-hand layup, and that shot is good. Haynes looking to traditionally put up most of their shots from the left side of the rim. And Jensen brings it back down, gets it over to Decker, who tries to bring it in from the baseline. She goes inside to Flores, and Flores puts it up, and that shot is good for two. Score 35-21 for Wrangell team, 6:19 left in the third quarter. Swinton now just inside, puts up a long two. Shot bounces high and is no good, and that rebound's going to be fought for and go out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds on Wrangell. So it's going to be Larson inbounding that ball. She inbounds to the left and finds Zanow, who grabs the ball, turns around and puts it up for two. That shot is no good. And on the rebound, there's going to be a foul call. And Wrangell looking to make a substitution. Decker going to take a seat on the bench. Gerald coming in. Not a foul call, just a turnover. And it's going to be Haynes ball. They find Bradford inside. She drives around to the paint, puts up for two. That shot is good. Nicely done. And 35-23 is the score. 5:56 left in the third quarter. Jensen takes the ball from Wrangell, finds up at the top of the key, looking to make some plays. Calls it, gets it over to Allen. Allen drives back up to the top of the key, gets it over to the right to Gerald, who passes off to Flores and then goes into the paint. They find her. Get it out to Armstrong. Armstrong puts up for long two. That shot is no good. Looks like there is a... They're going to get called... looks like Haynes has the ball, and they're going to be called for traveling. So it's going to turn over to Wrangell. Allen with that ball. She's going to inbound that. Finds Flores just inside the paint where her comfort zone is. And puts up for two from Flores. Swinton with the ball now. She's going to drive down, come in on the baseline on the right-hand side, puts up for two. Shot is no good, but she is fouled. And so she's going to get to go to the line. And that's going to be on Teresa Flores, her second foul of the game. Both teams with one foul now in the second half. Swinton at the line. Has done pretty well from the line so far, and I think I may have just jinxed her because her first shot bounces and goes wide. No good. But gets a second shot at that. And the second one is beautiful, just like before. So one shot for her. 37-24 is the score. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Wrangell with the ball. Jensen up now just to the left of the key. Goes in to get the ball. Sends it intended for Armstrong. And it's almost knocked away by Bradford. But Bradford runs into the back of her head and a little stunned. And Armstrong is able to get that ball back. Gets over to Jensen. Jensen drives right. She's a little stuck, sends cross court to Allen. Allen drives inside the paint. She picks up two. Her shot is good. And Swinton and Zanow taking the ball in. Swinton up at the top of the key. Looks to drive left. Come in. And that shot is no good. And on the rebound, looks like it's going to get knocked around just a little bit. But it ends up being Larson with the ball. She's going to put up the two. That shot is no good. And Allen with the rebound on that. Allen taking playmaker position up the top of the key, setting people up. She goes inside. Not sure if that was intended for Armstrong or Flores, but it goes between them and out of bounds, so it will be Haynes' ball. And Swinton gets that ball. Larson inbounds to Zanow. But Coach Brittenham going to call a short timeout. He's going to call a full timeout. And we're back, and Swinton's going to inbound that ball and get it back over on the left-hand side of the basket. She's going to put up for two. The shot is no good. Armstrong with the rebound. Armstrong's going to bring it down for Rangel and immediately try to go inside. Can't do it, so she pulls up and passes it out to Jensen. Jensen's going to bring it inside, but she's going to be called for traveling, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. Zanow's going to inbound that to Swinton. Swinton's going to take the ball up at the top of the key. She's going to go left and hand it off to Larson. Larson's going to come back around to the right. Find Swinton, who's over on the right-hand side now. She's going to drive in from the baseline and put up for two. That shot is no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be Jensen. Jensen's going to take it down the sideline over on the right-hand side in front of the benches, and she's going to immediately go to put up two. That shot is no good. Not going to go in. And Gerald with that rebound, but Gerald's going to be called for traveling. So that's going to turn over to the Haynes team with 3:36 left in the third quarter. Score 39-24 in favor of the Rangel Lady Wolves. Swinton's going to drive right. Looks to put up a long two. That shot is good. It looks like there's a ground foul inside the paint. And so they are going to give Swinton credit for that. And the foul looks like it was on Destiny Cowart. Her second foul, so that ball will turn over to Rangel, but Swinton does get credit for the two-point shot. It's a beautiful long, too. Just inside the key. May have had feet on the line, in fact. So 3:15 left. Rangel with the ball. Jensen has it at the top of the key. She's going to go around to the right. Getting past a screen set up by Flores. Passes off to her. Pass inside intended for Teat, but it's going to be stolen away by Cowart, who gets it over to Larson. And Larson's going to bring it down. Sends it over to Swinton. Swinton puts up for another three. Beautiful three. I believe that's her fourth attempt. Third three made. So that's going to take the score 39-29. And Rangel with the ball. Jensen up at the top of the key. Rangel's had a substitution. Gerald's taking a seat on the bench. Teat is now in, and Allen going to put up for a long two. That shot is no good, and there's a whistle on that rebound. Looks like a couple of players got hands on it, and they're going to call it a jump ball on alternating possessions. It will be Rangel's ball. And Allen going to inbound. She sends it in to Decker just outside the paint. Decker puts up for two. Her shot is no good. The ball is going to roll around just a little bit, and they're going to call that a jump ball. No, actually, they're going to call it a reach. Looks like there were some hands. They're going to call that on Swinton, her third foul of the night. And so three team fouls for the Haynes team, one team foul for the Rangel team. They get the ball over to Decker. Decker trying to get around Cowart, and they're going to call Cowart for a block. That's going to be the fourth team foul, third team foul for Cowart. But no, it's a ground foul, no shooting, so they're just going to inbound that ball. Allen into Teat, gets over to Jensen, back to Allen, and to Decker up at the top of the key. Decker being double-teamed, so she gets it out to Allen, who is not covered, but her shot is no good. And it's going to be Zanow with the rebound, brings it down, and then backs up a little bit, letting everybody get into place, sends it inside the paint to Cowart. Howard puts up a two shot, is no good, but there's a foul on that. And that foul is going to be on Decker. That's her second foul of the game. Going to send Cowart to the line. Cowart tonight with no points on the books just yet, but has an opportunity here to put a couple on. Going to get the ball, give it two hard bounces, spin it. And it's in the air. Shot is no good. It looks like she stepped on the line anyway, so... And a substitution. Looks like Keith's going to take a seat on the bench. Kano coming in for her. And her second free throw attempt is no good either. And Rangel with that rebound. They get it over to Jensen up at the top of the key. Jensen goes right to Decker. Decker goes inside and finds Flores in the paint. Flores puts up for two. That shot is no good. And it is Swinton with the rebound. She brings it up to the top of the key. Goes to drive right. Comes in just under the baseline. And this time her shot is good from the right-hand side. Minute 20 left in the third quarter. Score is 39-31. Rangel Lady Wolf. Jensen again up at the top of the key. Decides to come in herself this time and passes out to Allen at the last minute. Allen puts up for long two. That shot is no good. And Decker with the shot. That shot is no good either. And it's going to go out of bounds on that rebound. We're going to call that out of bounds on Haynes, so it's going to be Rangel ball. Allen slaps the ball, looking to find a player inside. Goes long out to Flores. Flores puts up for a long two. Shot is no good. But into the hands of Decker, who puts up for two of her own. And that is good. 6 seconds left in the third quarter. 41-31 is the score. And Swinton comes in on the baseline on the right, trying to put up a shot, and hits the side of the backboard, but she is fouled by Decker, and that is her third foul of the game, and that's going to send Swinton to the line. Swinton with 22 points tonight so far, three from beyond the key, and doing pretty well on the free throw line as well. She's going to take the ball, weigh it a bit, put it up, and that is no good for her first free throw. 52.8 seconds left in the third quarter. And second free throw, no good either. But it's going to be Rangel Flores with that ball, with the rebound. Gets it over to Allen. Allen's going to walk it across the half-court line and hold it back, trying to set up a play. Gets it to Decker. Decker tries to immediately put up a shot, but it is blocked by Swinton. And it's going to be Haynes with that rebound. Swinton gets that ball and brings it inside. She puts up from the left. No good. And on that rebound, there's going to be a foul. And that's going to send Destiny Cowart to the line. And that foul is going to be on Grace Kano of Rangel, her first foul of the night. Cowart back to the free throw line again. I believe this is her third trip to the line tonight. No points just yet. But now she's on the books with 1 point from that free throw, bringing that score 41-32. And get her back the ball with a second attempt. And second attempt, no good. Rangel with the rebound. Decker has that. She's going to jog it across the half-court line. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Goes inside and finds Flores in the paint, but she's double-teamed, so she has to get it out to Jensen. Jensen goes back inside, tries to find Decker. Decker's shot is no good, but Jensen with the rebound. They're going to call her, and that ball's going to turn over. The sheepish grin, she knows that she traveled on that one. Swinton with the ball. She drives it inside, just inside the paint in the corner, and at the buzzer, that shot is good for two. So 41-34 is where we end the third quarter.